Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We are in the dog days of summer, with the Sacramento Valley expected to hit triple digits again in the coming days, likely next week, according to the forecast. But the heat isn't getting in the way of the plethora of cultural and art experiences available across our region. From big-time outdoor festivals to intimate art walks, there's something for everyone of all ages going on this July. Arts advocate Veronica Delgado Rodriguez is back for our monthly arts talk to guide us through everything that's happening this month. Welcome back, Veronica.
Thank you for having me.
So summer, of course, is festival season, mm-hmm. and we have so many in the city and in the surrounding region. Some have struggled to find their footing over the years. There's been this ebb and flow. Some have stood the test of time. Others have disappeared. Mm-hmm. Why do festivals keep going strong and have such longevity, the ones that can stick around for years or even decades?
You know, it really comes down to the volunteers. There's always a core group of people that are keeping a certain festival alive. And it doesn't matter if it's the big music concerts or the cultural festival, you'll find the core planning or board committee that has been pushing it through all these years. And that's what makes them so special, right? It's people giving from their heart, dedicating
their time. And you know
that
from experience.
I do. And it was always a core people of, you know, 15 to 20 people. And that's a pretty big core group. So, you know, festivals are always looking for volunteers. So if you're ever interested, that's a great way to get connected to a community. And they're always looking for the sponsors, right? The funding. So sometimes funders are looking for specific events and venues and populations to promote at and be involved in. So that's a key one. And then, of course, the vendors that are actually there, right? A lot of these are small businesses, they're artisan, they're emerging chefs, and they're looking for a way to really build their audience. And festivals are the most bang for your buck, right? You get a big audience in one day and you've reached all these new people. So festivals, you know, they stay because Sacramento loves those immersive experiences. They love being around people. They like the music, the culture, the food. So I think that's why we're a festival town. And if you grew up here, you know it. You know all the festivals by heart, and you've been to them at least once, twice a year.
All right. Well, let's just dive right in. What are some of the festivals that are coming up?
Oh, yeah. So one of our big festivals coming up. So speaking of longevity, we have the 37th Annual Strauss Festival. This is another free cultural, classical music and professional dance performance. It's 4 days. It's at the end of July, the 23rd through the 26th, at Elk Grove Regional Park. And this is another all-volunteer event featuring the Camilla Symphony Orchestra. There's tons of costumes, dances like the waltz, the polka, and the littles, which is beginner polka dancers.
Cute.
So this started in 87, and all the dancers, they'll have about 90 this year, those are all volunteer, and they plan and they practice for months. So this is a free event. Go out, cheer loud, have fun. And it's only $10 charge to park, but that's per car, so not a bad deal. And that's the straussfestival.com for more information.
Well, staying nearby to Elk Grove, we're going to head to the Delta. There's also something happening in Cortland.
Yeah, so we're talking about 37th Annual Strauss Festival. Let's up it up to the 52nd Annual Pear Fair. That's, again, celebrating the Delta community and the Bartlett Pear Harvest on Sunday, July 26th. That's 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., so you could be there all day long. This is one of the largest continuously running agricultural fair in Northern California, but it's all day. It's a festival featuring live music, parade, car show, beer and wine gardens, lots of free kid activities and events. This is, again, another free event, but $20 parking per car.
When it comes to that weekend is pretty busy.
I mean,
I think all the weekends are packed mm-hmm. in the summer, and especially like in July. Also West Sacramento, too, right? They're also having a community event.
Yeah. So it's, no matter how many festivals there are, there's something for everybody. Maybe you do want to listen to music and sit down, or you want to go try new food. So you go to the Pear Fest, or you want something in the evening. And that's what West Sacramento is offering with Sunset Nights at Drake's The Barn. And that's going to be a Saturday evening, July 25th from 5 to 10. And this is a third annual. So this is new, but the first 2 years were very successful. So we want to keep supporting them, keeping it alive. And this is a free community-centered outdoor market. There's 40-plus curated vendors. A lot of those are small businesses, artisans. They're really helping develop that creative and local entrepreneurship economy. So it's a great place to be. Again, just a fun out night. It's free events and, Drake's Barn. So that's always fun.
And the festivals you talked about, they all line the Sacramento River.
Yes. So it's going to be cool, right? Even though it's hot, it's still going to be so nice. It's beautiful out there. They create day trip experiences. And that's that's what festivals are. They're kind of that exclamation point of the month of an activity. I know as a kid, I always remembered the festivals we went to.
Yep, and that Delta breeze. Mm-hmm. Okay, art. Galleries. It is a great month to experience art. So what do you recommend for this weekend right here in the Central City?
Okay, so we're talking this weekend. It's second Saturday Art Week, or Art Walk. And it's, you know, we're so lucky that we have dedicated art zones, right? It makes it convenient for people to have a nice night out. So when we talk about the R Street corridor, it's restaurants for dinner. You know, you could kick off at 5, have a nice little dinner, some snacks, a cocktail, and then you can go hit up a couple galleries, including the Art House, Twisted Track, Arnhem Gallery, Verge Center for the Arts on S Street. So within a few blocks, you've had a really nice night out. But this weekend, we can also really celebrate for the arts, because in Midtown, there's a special gift. We are having a new gallery opening.
How cool.
I know. We've needed one of those.
Yes.
So this is a newly minted space. It's called Slither Gallery on Jan 23rd in Midtown. It's going to be kicking off from 5 to 8 p.m. And this is a space built by artists for artists. So artists Neeson King and Brandon Alexander, they created this art and music venue for the community. And they plan to host immersive exhibits, which I always think we need more of. So that's kind of exciting, right? It's something different. And part of the space is a boutique live music venue. So they'll have their art show on Saturday, and you could also get a ticket for some live music right after in their backyard area. And they're going to have the best of both worlds. And I'm really looking forward to this opening, because they're showing 8 of kind of our region's top artists and muralists all in one bang. So you could really expect a lot of people there, and it's going to be a pretty good show. So the owners will be showing Francesca Gomez, Sean Berner, Aliyah Sadiq, Waylon Horner, and Rafael Delgado. So these artists, they all have very energetic, very vibrant pieces. And I could guess it's going to be a collector's hotspot.
Yeah. How do you keep track of all the events happening in our backyard?
Well, I have a very active Instagram. A lot of artists post on Instagram, and I follow all the organizations in Sacramento. I look at all the calendars, and I try to piece it all together. That's, you know, regional, something for families, something for friends, something for couples, right? A little bit, something you go solo, a little bit of everything, because that's what Sacramento offers. We have something for everybody almost every weekend. And most importantly, there's a lot of free things happening. And mm-hmm. right now, some free things are pretty nice.
Absolutely. And Rafael Delgado is your brother, mm-hmm. of course. Has art always been part of your household when the two of you were growing up?
Yes, but he was always the dedicated artist. So him and my mom are very artistic, and my dad has the frame shop, and he had one when we were younger. And I was always, believe it or not, the promoter in the family. And so it just started from there. Once he got into arts, and like, he wanted to make that a profession, and he was the one that encouraged me in marketing and PR. And I was like, well, I'll test out my career on your career. So here we go together. So that's why we always work together. We, you know, we always support each other's career. So, but he's always been the creative one, and I've always been the talkative one.
Well, we appreciate you coming here and uplifting all the
sure.
different arts
oh,
and festivals.
Happy to.
I mean, there's so much, it's hard to keep track of. We appreciate
there
it.
There is. So if you have social media, you can find any artist you like or any event and organization here in Sacramento. They're all promoting.
Well, Veronica, thank you so much
Absolutely.
For stopping by, as always.
Thank you.
That is arts advocate Veronica Rodriguez with our monthly Arts Talk segment. We have links to all of the events that Veronica laid out for July. It is on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email. We're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia and Sarit Lashinsky. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our audio engineer is Stephen Starbuck. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week. It is Science Friday tomorrow. We will catch you back here on Monday. Take care.